This is Adam. Adam is just like all the other children, most ways. Adam likes to go to school. Adam likes to play with his friends. Adam likes to go places with his big brother Brett. Adam loves to play with his kitten Smitty. And Adam loves to visit the neighbor's farm and feed carrots to the horses. Yes, Adam is just like most children. Except, Adam never sleeps. I don't want to go to bed, Adam cried angrily at his mommy. I want to stay up. But Adam, his mommy sighed, it's past bedtime, and it's dark outside. All of the other children are in their beds asleep. I don't care, shouted Adam. I'm not going to bed and I'm not going to sleep because I don't want to. There was no time for play. There was no time for fun. There was no time for games. There was work to be done. All that deep snow, all that snow had to go. When our mother went down to the town for the day, she said, somebody has to clean all this away. Somebody has to, you see. Then she picked out two somebodies. This is a true story. See, that's a photograph of me, Coyote, in the newspaper. And I have been shot down in Central Park. Hey, don't worry, I wasn't dead, though. Just in for a long, soft sleep at the Bronx Zoo. Never had I seen so many animals in one place. And just exactly how did I get into this mess? Well, I had a dream to go where no coyote had gone before, New York City. I was invited to sleep at Reggie's house. Boy, was I happy. I had never slept at a friend's house before. But I had a problem. It began when my sister said, are you taking your teddy bear along? Taking my teddy bear along, I said. To my friend's house? Are you kidding? That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. Of course I'm not taking my teddy bear along. And then she said, chug, 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 puff, 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 ding, dong, ding, dong. The little train rumbled over the tracks. She was a happy little train, for she had such a jolly load to carry. Her cars were filled full of good little things for boys and girls. There were toy animals, giraffes with long necks, teddy bears with almost no necks at all, and even a baby elephant. There were dolls, dolls with blue eyes and yellow curls, dolls with brown eyes and brown bobbed heads, the funniest little clown you ever saw. And there were cars full of toy engines, airplanes, tops, jackknives, picture puzzles, and every kind of thing boys and girls could want. Christopher Robin had weasels and sneezels. They bundled him into his bed. They gave him what goes with a cold in the nose and some more for a cold in the head. They wondered if weasels could turn into measles, if sneezels would turn into mumps. They examined his chest for a rash and the rest of his body for swelling and lumps. They sent for some doctors and sneezels and weasels to tell them what ought to be done. All sorts and conditions of famous physicians come hurrying round in a run. They all made a note of the state of his throat and asked if he suffered from thirst. They asked if the sneezels came after the weasels or if the first sneezel came first.